a new creation.
若是我注重这一节的圣经,
if I just focus on this one verse,
我不如把这整段的圣经都愿意给弟兄姊妹有点分享。
But I would rather just share the whole passage around here with you.
这是使徒保罗的经历,
and this is the experience of Apostle Paul.
也是保罗,使徒保罗的见证,
it's also a testimony of Apostle Paul.
也可以说是使徒保罗的人生观,
or it's the value of life of Apostle Paul.
我想我们每一个基督徒也需要我们的人生观。
And I think we all Christians need to have a value system.
我们的道理, 我们的人生的目的是在哪一个地方?
What is the purpose of our life?
我们人生的意义是在什么事情?
What is the meaning and what is it on in our life?
对,我的主题就是说到基督徒的人生。
So my theme is on to talk about the life of a Christian.
好像脱开这个创造。
And seems like it's away from the creation. But it really is continuing the creation. And also it's a revival of the creation. And also it's the completion of the creation. It's not only it's in this universe.
目的也是在于每一个人。
His purpose is also on every single person.
因为我们人是神所造的。
Because we are His creation.
并且按照他的形象和样式造的。
It's created according to His image.
虽然我们失败。
Even though we may have failed.
虽然我们犯罪。
Even though we may have sinned.
但是神还是要做成我们要有神的形象和样式。
But yet God continued to mold us into His image and His likeness. This image is not something we can do by our own efforts. So Paul said one sentence to become our conclusion. He said, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone and the new has come.
所以我在这里要讲到基督徒人生的三个要素。
So I want to talk about the three major key to our lives.
第一个就是意向。
The first is the vision.
第二个就是转变。
And the second one is the conversion.
第三个就是我们的使命。
And third is the commission.
14节、15节就是讲到人生的意向。
And the first 14 and 15 talk about the vision of our life.
16节到17节呢是讲到人生的转变。
Verse 16 and 17 talk about the conversion of our life.
以后18节到21节呢是讲到人生的使命。
From verse 18 to 21, talk about the commission of our
life.
In the first session, there are two verses. And the second session, two verses also. And there are four verses in the third session. I'm saying this so that you can open up your Bible. And to pay attention to what the Bible is speaking.
若是可能,若是能够好好的自己 吃了不出声也是在那边用心里来读这一段圣经。
And also hope that you, even though you may not be saying out loud, but to read this verse.
倘若可行希望你们能够背这一段圣经。
If it's possible, also memorize these verses.
至少能够背哪个重要的几节。
Especially those are more important verses.
我想这是我们的人生。
I think this is our lives.
这是我们人生的指南。
And this is the direction of our life. And this is the content of our life. And the meaning of our life. And this is the purpose of our life. If a person without a purpose in
life,
he might live under the sun, but all is vanity. But if we Christians have a purpose,
虽然在这一个绿光之下的虚空的里面，我们还是得着了那个天上的真实。
Even though we are under the vanity of the under the sun, but we will have the meaning from heaven. And that reality is the Jesus Christ that we believe in. He is our reality. And this reality will dwell within our heart. To give us the strength. To give us the wisdom. To give us the true rest. This is the encouragement of Paul given to us. His experience will become our experience. His life will become our life. So we can imitate him just like he imitated Christ. Let's look at this individually here.
读第四节第十五节
The first we read from verse 14 and 15
我用中文读 MUD用英文读
We'll read in Chinese and then in English
弟兄姊妹希望能够注意地看 每一节的圣经
I hope you will pay attention to each verse
十四节 原来基督的爱激励我们 因我们想 一人既替众人死
For Christ's love compels us because we are convinced that one died for all and therefore all died.
And
he died for all that those who live should no longer live for themselves but for him who died for them and was raised again. This is the personal experience of Paul. He said the Christ's love had compelled me. And secondly, he said, I live for the Christ. It's not saying just him individually was compelled by the love of Christ. He said every Christian, everyone who believes should be compelled by the love of Christ. Not only he himself lived for the sake of Christ. That every single one of us have experienced that Christ died for us, that we should live for him also. We see from Matthew chapter 14.
他说人子来不是要受人的服侍, 乃是要服侍人。
That said, the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve.
并且要舍命做多人的属下。
And also, he will give his life to be ransomed for many.
使徒约翰在约翰书信的里面, 一书告诉我们说, 我们怎么知道何为爱?
And in 1 John, Apostle John tells asks us, how do we know what is God's love?
他说主为我们舍命，我们就知道什么是爱。
He said, when the Lord died for us, then we know what is love.
弟兄姊妹，神为主耶稣成了我们的救赎。
Brothers and sisters, that Jesus had become our redemption.
他为我们舍命。
He died for us.
我们实实在在有时候很难了解。
Many times it's hard for us to understand.
但是 有一个人若是为我们舍命的时候,
but there's a person who is willing to die for us. We know that he will love us.
我前一次到, 前一次到上海,
the last time when I was in Shanghai,
有一对夫妇就特别对他的总裁介绍。
And a couple was introducing the CEO to me.
我们做完礼拜以后出来的时候，他就给他的总裁介绍说，这是我的恩人。
And he, after the meeting, he was introduced. This is my my savior.
我想，若是一个人能够称呼我们是恩人，是在我们有时候
This is the person who has grace upon me, and then if we have been called that, then we will be touched.
若是我曾经为他舍命，我可以，他可以称我。
If I have died for him, then he can call me the person of grace.
他就说到他多年以前在Ames念书以后要搬到Dallas去。
He said that many years ago he was in studying in Ames and then had to move to Dallas.
他就经过我们的家。And
he passed through our house.
他就住在我们的家里。And
he lived in the house.
他就说，冯师母就为他做很多的东西。
And he remembered that Mrs. Feng had cooked a lot of food for him.
给他带到那个路上吃,
so that he can take it on his way.
这一个爱,这一个恩情,
and he continued to remember this special grace for him. So he prepared a banquet for us.
他就常常跟人说,
and he would tell other people, this is a person of grace to me.
It's
just because of a little food that was prepared for him that he had tasted love.
这也是可以说,
we can say that the love of Mrs. Fain had compelled him.
我们若是想到我们的主耶稣基督,
then when we think about our Lord Jesus Christ, he came from earth, heaven to earth. Not only become flesh, but to dwell in us. And he had eternal glory. But he humbled himself to become a man just like you and I.
他说,
not only that, he said that the Son of Man come not to be served, but to serve others.
他下面告诉他的门徒说,
he continued to say to his disciples to also die and to become ransom for all.
感谢神，他感动了保罗。
Thank God that he touched Paul.
他赦免了使徒保罗的反对顶撞他的罪。
He forgave all the sins that Apostle Paul had go against Jesus. And Paul saw this love of redemption.
舍命的爱,
the love of us giving your life.
他说,
he said, the love of Christ compelled me.
他多次的做见证说,
many times he testified.
他说我曾经 从天上来的异象,
and I saw the vision that was from heaven.
我永远不忘记了哪一个异象,
and I will not forget that vision.
他在那个亚基伯王的面前见证这样的事情,
he testified before King Agrippa.
因为基督的爱激励了他,
because the love of Christ
has compelled him. 他不能够忘记了基督的爱,
he cannot forget the love of Christ.
他要诉说基督的爱,
he wants to speak of the love of Christ.
他也要为主的而活,
he also wants to live for Christ.
我记得多年前我来到Kansas City.
I remember many years ago I came to Kansas City.
因为我一个
because I have very good friends here.
以后他们就搬到旧金山去,
later on they moved to San Francisco. Maybe not too many of you will remember him. And when he moved to San Francisco, he met at the Church of Nazarene.
这一个朋友原来是非常的 能干的,
and this friend is very capable.
我们多年的认识他,
and we known him for many years.
我也是曾经做过他的下属,
and I have been his subordinate.
但是他对于经济方面是非常的严谨,
but he's very strict in the financial area.
他的儿子告诉我说, 他的一张纸邮票都要算一算。
And his son told me that he will calculate even the price of a stamp.
他实在是一个 非常严谨的一个基督徒,
he's also a very strict Christian himself. But he has not tasted the love of Christ.
有一天晚上,
so one day he had a dream.
他就看见走进了哪一个礼拜堂,
And he dreamed that he went into a church building.
他就看见只有耶稣跪在那个礼拜堂祷告。
He saw that only Jesus was kneeling there and praying there.
他在梦中的时候就觉得, 哎呀, 我们的主耶稣, 他怎样只有一个人在那个地方祷告。
So when he was dreaming, he said, how come the Lord Jesus Christ
and
is praying by himself? There's nobody else praying with him.
所以这个时候他的心里就非常的悲伤。
So he was very sad at his heart at this time.
他就在梦中大哭。
And he was crying in the dream.
他在哭的时候就哭那个他的太太在他的旁边。
And his wife was next to him. At
看见那样的阿姨悲伤的痛苦。
He saw that he was crying out so loud.
所以就摇醒了他。
And she woke him up.
当他摇醒他的时候，他就埋怨他的太太。
And when he was awakened, he was complaining to his wife.
他说为什么你把我那个打醒？
He said, why did you wake me up?
我就希望看见耶稣能够转过脸来看我。
I was hoping that Jesus would turn around and look at me.
从此以后他就大发热心。
And after that time, he became very devoted.
因为他看见哪位的主耶稣怎样的爱他。
Because he saw this Lord Jesus Christ, how much he loved him.
怎样的为他祷告？
How that he prayed for him.
他受了基督爱的激励。
He was compelled by the love of Christ.
这个人完全的改变。
And he totally changed around.
他把一切的世界上的东西都看空了。
He see everything of the world to be rubbish.
这个时候就常常的来服侍神。
And he will come and serve God.
在80年的哪一个年代的时候，我常常的回去中国。
In 1980s, I went to China many times.
我们就常常经过旧金山。
And we will pass through San Francisco.
我们就看见他的整个的人生的改变。
We saw the whole change of his life.
他愿意把一切的奉献给主。
He gave all the offering to God.
他就开始在 Walnut Creek National Church 有一个聚会。
And he started a church at Walnut Creek.
现在哪一个教会可以说是一个非常好的教会？
And that church became a very good church there.
也是一个很热心的教会。
A very devoted church.
我想也是一个在旧金山，在哪一个地方是一个很大的教会。
It's a very big church in that area of San Francisco.
是一座几位弟兄。
So this brother,
他受了基督爱的激励。
He was compelled by the love of Christ.
如同保罗所说的，基督的爱激励了我。
Just like Paul said, the love of Christ, compels me.
所以我活着不是为着自己活。
So I live no longer for my own sake.
乃是为着哪一位的基督为我死的基督而活。
But for the Christ who died for me.
基督的爱激励了我。
The love of Christ compels me.
这一个激励乃是真正的来催促你我。
The compelling is urging me on.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
我们是不是看见了基督的爱？
Have we seen the love of Christ?
我们可能愿意看基督的意象。
Maybe we want to see the vision of Christ.
我们愿意看天上的意象。
We want to see the vision from heaven.
我们看见愿意看荣耀的意象。
We want to see the glorious vision.
我们也是看愿意看到神祝福的意象。
We want to see the vision of blessing from
但是我们的心中,
God.
但是我们的心中是不是真正的受了基督爱的激励？
But are we compelled by the love of Christ?
他的爱催促我们到他的面前。
Is his love urging us to come before him?
他的爱催促你我能够为他而活。
Is his love urging us to live for him?
这是使徒保罗所讲的，基督的爱激励了我。
This is what Paul has said, the love of Christ has compelled me.
但是今天早上基督的爱也是激励了你我。
May today the love of Christ will compel
激励我们每一个人,
you and I to compel every single one of us.
让我们看到 被钉在十字架上的耶稣,
so that we can see the Christ who was nailed on the cross.
让我们看到为我们祷告的我们的主耶稣,
and the Lord Jesus who is praying for us.
让我们真正能够看到他的爱,
so we can see his love.
我们得着了激励,
as we receive this compelling,
愿意在这一年的当中我们能够活着为耶稣,
may this year we will live for Christ.
这是使徒保罗的第一个目的意向。
This is the first vision of Apostle Paul. May this vision will become yours and mine. For the love of Christ, they're willing to share his gospel. They're willing to testify for him. We live for Christ. That regardless if we labor a lot, that we are willing to testify for him. May God bless his own words.
住在使徒保罗里面的灵也能够住在我们每一个人的心中。
May the spirit that dwells in Paul will also dwell among us.
我活着不再为着我自己。
We no longer live for our own.
我活着乃是为着我们的主耶稣。
But we live for our Lord Jesus Christ.
第二个我们看到,
Secondly, we see
我们看到使徒保罗的转变。
We see the conversion of Apostle Paul. We read from verse 16 and 17.
他说从,
it says, so from now on we regard no one from a worldly point of view.
虽然凭着外貌认过基督,
though we once regarded Christ in this way,
如今却不再这样认识他了。
We do so no longer.
若有人在基督里,
therefore, if anyone is in Christ,
他就是新造的人,
he is a new creation.
旧事已过都变成新的了。
The old has gone, the new has come.
在这里, 基督徒的人生乃是一个转变的人生。
Here the conversion of life of the Christian is a conversion. The saying that we always have a life that will convert. And it's a life that will change.
使徒保罗在罗马书第十二章第一节到第三节,
Apostle Paul in talk about in chapter 12.
他现在劝勉当罗马教会的弟兄姊妹,
and he's encouraging the people in Rome
将身体献上当作活祭,
to dedicate your body as a living sacrifice.
你们不要效法这一个世界,
do not imitate this world.
你们乃是心意,
but let your mind to be transformed and changed.
要查验何为神所喜悦的旨意,
so that you will know what is the good will of God.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
我们不是效法人的样子,
we are not to imitate the type of man.
我们不是效法世界的样子,
we are not imitate the world.
世界有很多的形形色色,
there are many things that are in the world.
但是我们不是效法他们的样子,
but we are not imitating them.
我们乃是要心意更新而变化,
but our mind needs to be renewed and transformed.
在这个两个字的里面有很多的不一样,
there are, in these two words there are many meanings.
在英文的圣经里面用到 conform,
and the English is a conform.
我们要做一个样子,
we want to make a shape.
我们要做一个道德的样子,
we want to become a shape of
God.
We want to conform to that same shape.
我们不学人的坏的事情,
we do not learn from the bad things of man.
那我们觉得我们是不应该的,
there's something that we know we shouldn't.
但是在这里说, 我们也不是单单学哪个样式,
but he is saying that not only that we don't learn from that shape,
连人觉得这个是好的事情, 我们不是来学来做一个样式,
even we're not here to try to make into that shape.
我们有一个样子,
we do have an image.
这个样子呢, transform,
and that needs to be transformed.
这个变化,
it needs to be changed.
这个变化乃是心意更新而变化,
it first to be renewed and then to be transformed.
这个变化乃是从内心出来的,
and it's coming from the heart.
不是从外面做进去的,
it's not coming from the outside.
我们常常要愿意能够看得见的样子,
and many times we want to see the shape that we can see.
所以我们也常常讲到 用一个方法,
so we want to use a certain way.
这一个方法就是外面能够做到里面,
that we can use a way that will do from the outside and then to internalize. And this is really to the secret of a Christian. Right?
我们不是外面做到里面,
we're not trying to and we're not trying to make an image and then we will
receive life.
We first need to receive the life of
Jesus.
Receive the life of resurrection. And as this life dwells within us, and this life will need to grow. And need to live out this life. And this life is living. It's not dead. So the Holy Spirit who dwells within us, the Christ who dwells among us, the life of Christ that was dwelling in
us,
He wants to transform our whole body. But coming from the inside, to transform our thoughts, to transform our attitudes, to transform our actions, and transform our habits. This is what you and I want to receive. I'm not saying that we should not do. We do not want to review.
但是我们不要想着靠着我们自己的力量来做成我们的功夫。
But don't try to do things with our own efforts.
我们还是从里面的生命活出来。
But from the life that was within to live that out.
活成基督的样式。
To live out the likeness of Christ.
我们感谢赞美主。
We praise and thank God.
他是真的给我们这样的。
He gives us that life of transformation. So that we will become like the image of Christ. But in this transformation, there are two things that are important. The first is how do we know this Christ?
保罗就在这里说，我现在不再 按照外貌认人,
and Paul said that I no longer regard someone with the worldly point of view.
而且一个按照凭着外貌认人, 这里呢是执着什么人?
And this according to worldly point of view, what is it referring to?
这里呢是执着他从前认识耶稣的时候,
and this is according to how he knew Christ before.
认识这一个 道成肉身的耶稣,
how he knew this Jesus who became flesh. And he was truly a perfect God. And he's also a perfect man. He had 100% of holiness. And he also 100% manhood.
但是保罗看见这位耶稣,
but Paul saw this Jesus Christ.
他从哪撒勒出来,
when he came from Nazareth,
他觉得拿撒勒不能够出什么好的,
he thought that Nazareth cannot have any
good coming out.
He thought that he graduated from Gamaliel, the great school of Taurus.
他看不起哪一个乡下的耶稣,
and he looked down on this Jesus from the little village.
他看不起哪一个做木匠的耶稣,
he looked down on the Jesus who was just a carpenter.
因为他按着外貌看人,
because he was regarding someone from the worldly point of view.
但是在大马车的路上,
but on the way to Damascus,
他带着了哪一个祭司长的文书,
he was carrying the document from the
他要把这许多信耶稣的人为耶稣的名的缘故要把他放在监狱的里面,
but the document from the scribe said he was to take all these Christians and put them in jail,
并且他要杀害这许多基督徒,
he wanted to kill these Christians.
连尸体反思的时候, 乃是他的同意,
and when Stephen was stoned, that he was agreeing to that.
他说我曾经要杀哪一个人,
and whoever needs to be killed, he needs to sign off for me.
但是在大马色的路上,
but on the way to Damascus,
他看见了大官,
He saw this great light. He heard the voice coming from heaven.
Said,
Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?
这个时候,
and Saul asked this voice and said,
主啊,
Say, Lord, who are you?
哪一个声音说,
the voice said, I'm the Jesus whom you persecute.
结尾的耶稣不是在行走在人间,
the Jesus was not walking on this main
他也不是一直挂在十字架上,
and he was not nailed on the cross anymore. He was not buried on the tomb. But he rose from death.
他得着了荣耀,
he received glory.
他升天坐在父神的右边,
he has ascended and seated on the right hand side
of God.
I believe that he was praying for Saul.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
我们的主不但为我们钉死在十字架上,
our Lord not only was nailed on the cross for us,
我们的主不但为我们从死里复活,
our Lord not only rose from death for us,
我们的主耶稣乃是升天坐在父神的右边为你我每个人祷告,
our Lord also ascended to heaven, seated on the right hand side of God.
我们不但曾经一切的罪都归在他的身上,
not all our sin had come upon us.
他不但为我们受了咒诅,
not only he was cursed because of us,
乃一个神的羔羊乃是背负世界上人的罪,
the Lamb of God carrying the sins of the world.
他升天到父神的右边乃是为你我祷告,
he ascended to heaven on the right hand side of God praying for you and I.
我们有时候就觉得基督徒做基督徒实在是美好的,
and sometimes we think it's really good to be a Christian,
但是我们觉得我们这个 做基督徒可以做任何的事情,
that as Christian we can do many things.
我们可以去, 有时候也可以去犯罪,
and sometimes we may sin even.
因为神是爱,
because God is love.
我们常常讲神的爱, 我们忘记神的公义,
many times we talk about the love of God and forget about the righteousness of God.
神乃是公义的,
we forgot that God is just.
要按照我们的行为, 我们一切的思想来审判我们,
that he will judge us according to our deeds and thoughts. But our Lord Jesus continued to pray for you and I.
我们的心意他知道,
he knows our hearts.
我们的思想他知道,
he knows our thoughts.
我们的态度他知道,
he knows our attitudes.
我们对事行事为人他知道,
he knows how we act on this earth.
凡不合父神旨意的,
and those who are not according to the will of God,
他仍然在父神的右边做我们的中保,
he still becomes the mediator for those between God and us.
他为我们祷告,
he prayed for us.
他常常在父神的面前说, 把一切的罪都归在我的身上,
he said that put all the sins onto my unto me.
保罗听见了哪一个声音,
and Paul heard this voice.
保罗看见哪一个大光,
he saw this great light.
他完全的转变,
he totally changed.
他在认识基督的身上转变,
he changed in knowing of Christ.
弟兄姊妹, 我们的人生乃是决定我们的认识,
brother and sister, our life will decide what we know.
我们基督徒的人生乃是决定在我们如何认识我们的主耶稣基督,
the way of our Christian life is also decided by how we know our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们每一件的事情都要在神的面前一天要交账,
everything that we do, one day we will have to be judged by that.
我们是不是一个忠心的仆人?
Are we a faithful servant?
我们是不是忠心的跟随我们的主耶稣?
Are we a faithful follower of our Lord Jesus Christ?
我们是不是每一件的事情愿意顺服神, 愿意听从主耶稣的教训?
Are we willing to be obedient to every command of Christ?
今天很多的教会,
there are many churches in this world.
今天很多的基督徒,
there are many Christians today.
乃是要做一个非常的一个很容易的过活的一个教会,
they want to go to a church that you can live easily there.
我们拿掉神的救恩,
we took away the salvation
我们常常跟人说,
of God.
没有关系,
we tell people it doesn't really matter.
我们可以去犯罪,
that we can go and sin.
因为神的耶稣基督的宝血是赦免我们一切的罪,
because the blood of Christ can forgive all our sins.
弟兄姊妹,
Brothers and sisters,
圣灵在你我的心中,
the Holy Spirit is in your heart.
他要常常的忧伤,
and it was grieved by our sin.
圣灵在他的教会的里面,
the Holy Spirit in His church.
常常在哪一个地方哀鸣,
and it was grieving and
为做教会的罪, 常常的忧伤,
and grieving for the sins of the church.
我们是不是完全的圣洁?
Are we totally holy?
我们是不是完全顺服神的旨意?
Are we completely obedient to the will of God?
愿意认识更多的认识他?
To know Him even more.
那一首诗歌说, 更多更多的认识基督。
As a hymn said that, to know and know Him more.
当然我们在认识基督的身上有所转变。
So that I hope that we have a transformation in knowing God.
保罗说, 我以前是按照外貌认人。
And Paul said that before I will consider from the worldly point of view.
我以前认识耶稣,
before I know Jesus Christ, but only see the outward Jesus,
看见哪一个卑微的耶稣,
to see the humble Jesus.
所以他就用很多的方法来逼迫他,
so he used many different ways to persecute him.
但是在大马士的路上,
but on the way to Damascus,
他受着基督爱的激励,
by the Christ's love compels.
他认识说一人替众人死,
he said, if one died for all,
众人都死了,
then all have died.
并且他替众人死,
then he died for them.
是叫我们能够活起来,
so that we can be raised again.
也叫我们能够不再为自己而活,
so that we no longer live for our own.
那是为着替他的, 他们死而复活的主而活,
but to live for the Lord who died for us.
第二个,
secondly, not only we need to know our Lord Jesus Christ,
我们所信的是谁?
Who do we believe in?
我们所信的不是一个菩萨,
it's not just a Buddha.
不是大慈大悲的菩萨,
it's not just a merciful Buddha.
我们所信的乃是神的儿子,
whom we believe in is the Son of God,
耶稣基督,
Jesus Christ.
是我们的救主,
He is our Savior.
是我们的先知,
He is our Prophet.
是我们的祭司,
He is our Priest.
是我们的君王,
He is our King.
我们要绝对地顺服他,
we need to obey Him completely.
绝对地跟随他,
absolutely follow Him.
那他的话能够进入我们的心中,
may His words enter into our heart,
叫我们不至于闲然不结果子,
so that we won't be sitting there and not bear any fruits,
并且我们能够成了,
to become a new creation,
因为在他的里面,
to be willing to be in Him.
他说, 若有人在基督里,
he said, if anyone is in Christ,
他就是新造的人,
he is a new creation.
旧事已过都变成新的了,
the old has gone and the new
has come. 我没有办法很仔细地来解释这一节的圣经,
I don't have a time to explain this in detail.
但是我们看到, 我们的神乃是做新事的神,
but we know that our God is the one who do new things.
耶利米哀歌说每早晨都是新的,
Jeremiah said that Lamentation said that every morning is new.
一个基督徒的生命乃是新的生命,
the life of Christian is a new life.
我就很怕很多人说, 人家问我说, 你做传道人天天讲耶稣呢?
And people will ask me, you are a preacher, you speak of Jesus daily,
你换换那个什么口味呢?
Can you change a little bit?
我就告诉他说, 我还是讲耶稣,
I said that I will continue to speak of Jesus,
只有耶稣,
because there's only Jesus.
耶稣我吃不厌,
I will not get tired of Jesus.
耶稣我也讲不厌,
and I will not get tired speaking of Jesus,
因为他是新的,
because He is God.
我在他的里面也是新的,
in Him everything is new.
所以使徒保罗说若有人在基督里,
so Apostle Paul said that if anyone is in Christ,
他没有说到我在基督里面你要做成怎样的成了做成一个新造的人,
he did not say as we're in Christ how we become a new creation.
他说若有人在基督里他就是新造的人,
he said if anyone is in Christ he is a new creation.
问题说你要在哪一个地方,
and question is where you must need to be there. The position of a Christian is very important.
我们是在亚当的里面还是在基督的里面?
Are we in Adam or are we in Christ?
神的眼光只有两个人。
In Christ's sight, there's only two people.
第一个亚当和幕后的亚当。
The first Adam and the last Adam.
第一个亚当就是在乐园里的亚当。
The first Adam is in the Garden of Eden.
神从他的肋旁里面就造了他的配偶。
And from the side, he created the spouse. And then he would be in control.
这是原来的两个人。
This is the original two people.
亚当的一切的做事都影响到他的后代。
Whatever that Adam did will affect the next generation.
我们在他的里面，我们要承受他所犯的罪。
In him, we need to pick up the sins that he had committed.
但是感谢赞美神。
But praise and thank God.
他差遣他的儿子耶稣基督来到地上。
He has sent his son, our Lord Jesus Christ, to this earth.
他要立他为基督。
He wants to set him as Christ.
好让我们住在他的里面。
So as we dwell in him,
我们一样的享受他的生命。
We can enjoy his life.
享受他的地位。
To enjoy his position.
哥林多前书, 保罗就做一个结论。
In 1 Corinthians, Paul had this conclusion.
一个先前的亚当和幕后的亚当。
The first Adam and the last Adam.
开始的亚当就是在乐园住的亚当。
And the first Adam is in the Garden of Eden.
在亚当里众人都死了。
In that Adam, all had died.
若是在基督的里面, 在神的儿子, 哪一位道成肉身的耶稣, 他从死里复活的里面, 我们都要复活。
But in the Christ, the Son of God, if we are the one who resurrect in him, then we will have life.
这一个复活乃是初熟的果子。
And this resurrection, that he is the first fruit.
我们在他的里面就是新造的人。
In him, then we are the new creation.
这一个新造的, 这一个初熟的果子,
with this first fruit,
他不单是成了神, 他是神的羔羊。
Not only he's God, but he also becomes the Lamb of God.
所以使徒约翰出来传福音的时候，就宣告说：“看哪，神的羔羊，除去世人罪孽的。”
So when Apostle John, when John the Baptist came out, he said, "Behold, this is the Lamb of God to take away the sins of men."
另外乃是说到他要背负世人罪孽的。
And also said that he will carry the sins of
man. 他成了你我的救赎。
He become your and my savior.
他不但是救赎了我们，脱离了哪一个审判，脱离了地狱的权势。
Not only he redeemed us from that judgment, from the dominion of the earth.
并且他从死里复活，乃是成了初熟的果子。
He also rose from that to become the first fruit.
什么叫做初熟的果子?
What do you mean by the first fruit?
在一个田园的里面,
in the field,
整个人麦田的里面,
in the field of wheat,
一样的种子,
same kind of seeds,
但是有一颗有几颗的这个麦子特别的早熟,
and then one or a few seeds it will bear fruit first.
这个早熟的果子,
and this the first fruit,
早熟的麦穗,
the seed that had ripe earlier,
就采下来,
it will be taken down,
捆成一捆,
to become a bundle,
就在神的面前献上摇祭,
and to take before God and become a wave offering.
这个摇一摇是什么意思?
So what do you mean by waving the offering?
乃是说就是神所悦纳的。
And this is saying that's pleasing to God. It's the first fruit of
在利未记的初书节就是说到这个初熟的果子。
And in the festival of the first fruit in Leviticus, that's
那就是过了逾越节的第三天。
It's after 3 days of Passover.
结果第三天，我们的主耶稣从死里复活。
On the third day, our Lord Jesus risen from death.
这就是告诉我们说，耶稣基督乃是初熟的果子。
Tells us our Jesus, Lord Jesus Christ, is the first fruit.
那以后的到五旬节的时候，有很多的这个成熟的麦穗。
And later on at Pentecost, there are many more seeds that will be have been ripe.
这就是讲到众圣徒在那个时候都要吃掉初熟的麦穗。
Saying that all the Christians will become these ripened.
所以使徒保罗在哥林多前书第十五章二十节的里面所说到基督是初熟的果子。
So this is in Corinthians talk about that Christ is the first fruit.
那意思说我们信基督的人,
it's saying that we who believe in Christ,
我们在基督的里面,
in Christ,
我们也要复活。
We also will rise again. He's the first one to rise
from death.
He's the first one to rise.
We need
to enter into his
presence.
We also become a person of resurrection. So Apostle Paul has another conclusion here. And this is Second Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17. He said, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. In the original text, it said that he is a new created.
这个新的创造乃是从哪一个羔羊,
and this new creation is coming from the Lamb.
新的创造乃是从哪一颗的种子落在地里，麦子落在地里。
And this new creation is coming from the seed that was put on the soil.
主耶稣在约翰福音第十二章说，一粒麦子若是不落在地里死了，就是一粒。
In John chapter 12, it said that if the seed does not fall into the ground,
若是落在地里，就结出许多子粒来。
It will remain as one seed, but if it falls into the ground, it will bear many fruit. And this one seed is pointing to our Lord Jesus Christ. He is the Son of God. He is the Lamb of God. As he was nailed on the cross, as he was buried, he rose from death
to become
the first fruit of this new creation.
你我若是在基督的里面,
if you and I are in Christ,
我们也要从死里复活,
we will also rise from death.
这是我们的盼望,
this is our hope.
这是神在宇宙间所计划的创造。
And this is the plan on this universe that God has set up.
就是一过都变成新的了。
The old has gone and all the new has come.
这个世界要改变,
the world will change.
世界上的人也要改变,
the people in this world will change.
世界的政体也要改变,
and all these things on earth will change.
唯独耶稣不改变,
but only Jesus will not change.
唯独耶稣的国度不改变,
the kingdom of God will not change.
唯独耶稣的复活永远不改变,
the resurrection of Jesus will not change.
唯独耶稣的
and the new creation of Jesus will not change.
弟兄姊妹,
this morning I want to challenge you, brothers and sisters.
我们信了耶稣,
we have belief in Jesus Christ.
我们是住在亚当的里面,
are we dwelling in Adam?
我们是属于亚当,
are we belonging to Adam?
我们还是要住在基督的里面,
are we wanting to dwell in Christ?
我们还是属于基督的,
or do we want to belong to Christ?
圣经告诉我们说,
the Bible tells us,
在亚当里众人都死了,
in Adam all had died,
在基督里都要复活,
and Christ all will rise.
弟兄姊妹, 我们的盼望,
brothers and sisters, we have a hope.
乃是在于在基督里的信造,
it's in the new creation of Christ.
我们的盼望,
and our hope,
乃是在基督里的复活,
in the resurrection of Christ.
当然圣灵向我们说话,
may the Holy Spirit speak to us, to put the word of God in our heart.
第三个使命,
the first commission.
早上我的,
and this morning my oldest son called from Shanghai.
我想他以前不会问我这个问题,
before he won't ask this question.
他讲了几句话以后我就告诉他今天我要传信息。
And after a few conversations, he said, I will be preaching today.
他继续就问我说,
and he continued to ask, what is your theme?
所以我就告诉他说,
because of New Year's, and I said that it will all, we are all the new creation in Christ.
And
I continue to say that I have a passage here.
所以我不是讲到怎么样听到的,
and I'm not talking about how but I'm talking about the life of a Christian. And I told him that I will have three sessions.
第一段就是意象,
and the first session is the vision.
第二个就是转变,
and second is the conversion.
第三个是我们的使命,
and the third is the commission.
他在下面回答我的问题,
and he answered my question.
他说这就是人生的价值,
and this is the value of the life.
弟兄姊妹, 我们活着为什么?
Brother and sister, why do we live here?
我们活着为耶稣,
we live for Christ.
因为他为我死,
because he died for me.
我为着哪一个,
I live for the one who rise from death for me.
这是一个非常简单的道理,
it's very simple truth.
但是我们在新造的里面,
but in the new creation,
我们在转变的里面,
in the conversion,
我们到底我们的使命是什么?
What is our commission?
保罗继续的就在18节到21节,
so Paul continues to say from verse 18 to 21.
第18节说, 一切都是出于神,
it said all is from God.
他借着基督, 使我们与他和好,
he reconciled us to himself through Christ.
又将确认与他和好的职分赐给我们,
and gave us the ministry of reconciliation.
这就是神在基督里叫世人与自己和好,
that God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ.
不将他们的过犯归到他们身上,
not counting man's sins against them.
所以将这和好的道理托付我们,
and he has committed to us the message of reconciliation.
所以我们做基督的使者,
we are therefore Christ's ambassadors.
就好像神借我们劝你们一般,
as though God were making his appeal through us.
我们替基督求你们与神和好,
we implore you on Christ's behalf be reconciled to God.
神使无罪的替我们成为罪,
God made him who had no sin to be
sinful,
so that in him we might become the righteousness of Christ. Of God. In this, I have 2 points in this.
神给我们有一个信息,
God gave us a message.
这个信息是什么信息?
What is the message here?
那是神叫我们与他和好的信息,
it's a message to be reconciled with him.
他借着道成肉身,
and through becoming a flesh,
让我们能够认识我们的神是慈爱的神,
so that we can know that our Lord, our God is a loving God.
我们的神愿意拯救我们的神,
our God wants to save us.
我们的神愿意与我们同住的神,
a God who wants to dwell with us.
他借着我们的杀的儿子神的羔羊被钉在十字架上,
and through the Son of God, the Lamb of God, knowing being nailed on the cross,
他告诉我们说, he
told us that he is willing to bear the sin for
us.
He bear the punishment for
us.
He was cursed because of us. So that we can be reconciled with him. This is a message of reconciliation. So that all will be reconciled to him. If only we are willing to come before him, to acknowledge our sin, to receive his redemption, to receive what he has done for us, then we will be reconciled to God. He becomes the mediator for us. And this is the faith that you and I can have. When we go share the gospel, what will we share? We sharing that our church is very good. We have many people in this church, and many scholars here. And we are very rich in this church. You can come and eat, and eat as much as you want. And we have many good things in our church. But that's not the message we are to share.
我们乃是传我们的主耶稣基督,
but to share our Lord Jesus Christ.
他是神的羔羊,
he is the Lamb of God.
他被钉在十字架上,
he was nailed on the cross.
他埋葬了,
he was buried.
他从死里复活,
he was risen from the death.
他升天坐在父神的右边,
he ascended and then seated on the right hand side of God.
He sent a comforter to us.
他借着宝贵的圣灵住在你我的心中。
And with the Holy Spirit dwelling in us,
他给我们的力量。
He gave us strength.
他给我们救恩。
He gave us salvation.
他给我们的永生。
He gave us eternal life.
福音是非常简单的。
The gospel is very simple.
福音要给着许多谦卑的人。
It will be given to all those who are humble.
福音乃是要给着许多虚心的人。
Gospel will be given to those who are poor in heart.
来吃,
come and eat.
来吃饱,
and be filled.
这个乃是吃,
and to receive the Lord
Jesus
Christ. To give us this salvation.
第二个乃是我们的做和好的使者。
And secondly, we are to be the messenger.
所以在这里我又因为有两个字, 一个message。
In English, that's this word message.
第二个我们要成了messenger。
And secondly, we will become the messenger.
我们要成了天国的使者。
We to become the messenger for heaven.
这个做使者的需要, 照着神的话来传扬,
the requirement of the messenger is to preach the word of God.
这个使者需要他是真实的。
It needs to be truthful, this messenger.
这个使者乃是需要谦卑的。
And this messenger needs to be humble.
这个使者乃是要忠心。
And this messenger needs to be faithful.
弟兄姊妹, 你我都是神和好的使者。
Brothers and sisters, you and I are the messenger of reconciliation.
你我在地上都是天国的使者。
When we are on this earth, we are the messenger for the heavenly kingdom.
我们有没有感受我是神的使者?
Do you have the feeling of that you are the messenger of God?
我常常地记得我自己的经历。
I remember my experience.
1978年我第一次回到中国。
1978, I went back to China the first time.
我回到自己的老家。
I went back to my hometown.
那个时候没有看见表明出来说哪一个是基督徒。
And at that time you don't know who is the Christian.
我也没有看到哪一个有礼拜堂。
And I have not seen any churches then.
我们是暗中的跟许多认识的基督徒能够在一起。
In secret we gather together with the Christian we know of.
我就回到我自己的家里, 我的弟弟,
and went back to my hometown. Then my the daughter of my brother was sick.
她这个好像越来越小了，长不大。
It seems like she's not growing.
She's 她就很瘦很瘦。
Very skinny.
所以我就借着这个机会给她传福音。
So at this opportunity, I preached the gospel, share the gospel.
我的弟弟是非常硬心的。
And my brother is very stubborn.
我想他不是一个共产党员。
I don't think he's a communist officer. But he only believes in materialism. He cannot see God. And everything is living for do we have food to eat? So at that time I thought, how can I share the gospel with him?
我就教他们诗歌。
So I teach them how to sing the hymns.
我记得我就给他们, 特别是550首。
And I remember sharing the hymns 550 with them.
耶稣是我最亲爱的朋友。
Jesus is my dear friend.
因为他们也是用这个调子, 用在别的地方。
Because they use that the melody but for other songs.
但是我离开的时候就告诉他们。
But before I left, I told them.
我想那个时候最怕外面的人进去或者去传福音。
And at that time they are afraid that people will go in and share the gospel.
我就告诉他说,
so I told him,
若是有人要问你们说你这个诗歌从哪里学来的,
so if people ask you where did you learn this hymn,
你们不要说我回去告诉你们,
don't say that I go back home and teach you that song.
那我第二次就不能再回去。
Then the second time I won't be able to go back the second time.
他们就觉得, 哦, 你从外国,
And then and you will be you have connection to the foreigner. Then I remember.
神给我的话语说,
and God gave me a something to say to them. And I want to say I'm not a spy in secret.
我就告诉他们说, 若是有人问你说,
and if people ask you where do you learn this hymn,
你就告诉他们说, 这是天使教我们,
it's the angel teach me.
我真是想到,
and I think of myself as an angel. We are all messenger of Christ. We are to preach the wonderful salvation of God. We are to sing the hymn from heaven. With him we are a new creation. We are to sing this new song. Not only we will sing the song of Moses, but also sing the song of the Lamb of God. And that song come from heaven. At the time I really think that I'm the angel. Even now I think that I'm an angel. Because we are the messenger of Christ. Let's come before God. We have the vision of God. The vision from heaven. So that we can be converted. The life that was converted to the resurrection, that the Holy Spirit will convert me, so that my message, my life message, to preach God's gospel, to preach Jesus, regardless of the situation, I want to preach this Jesus. He is the Lamb of God. He is the Son of God. He is Christ. I want to be his slave. I want to be his ambassador. I was faithful to the
end.
Even though I have shortcomings, but I'm willing to be faithful in
him,
to preach God's word,
尽我所能的,
to do all I can, to become his good witness. Let's bow our head and pray.
亲爱的主,
dear dear Lord, we praise and thank you.
虽然我们时间很快地过去,
time has passed so quickly, may the Holy Spirit work in our heart through the words. We are limited in our words. But your spirit of revelation will be in our heart to speak to us. In this first Sunday in the Chinese New Year, that we will make a decision. We have a new vision. The new conversion. And a new commission. Not only to preach the gospel to those far away, also to people near us. So many people are willing to come before you. Oh Lord, we come before you to become your citizen of the kingdom. May you bless your own work, bless your own church. Regardless when they are young, and maybe they are in the middle, or the elderly, that will be blessed by you. We pray all this in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. Amen. Thank you.